Welcome back to another episode of the KKLC Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
It's about 6:04, and I love it already. This morning, Crystal Harper got the call telling her she won $1,000.
Oh, my God. You have no idea how excited that makes me. That's great.
I love that, actually.
You know what, Carla? You never know what's going on in somebody's life.
No,
you don't know
you
what
don't.
They're going through,
no.
what they're dealing with.
Man.
And $1,000 can make that difference.
That's really cool.
And that's cool.
I love her. I love her reaction, actually. I love that.
Oh, my God. You have no idea how excited that makes me.
I think we do. Now, listen,
oh, man.
Your next chance to score $1,000, step closer to the $10,000 grand prize and the 10K payday contest a little less than 2 hours from now. 8 o'clock, we'll have a unique code word, so make sure you're listening for that. All right, it's Thursday morning, Carla.
It is. It's Thursday before Easter. Listen, I just have to thank, we had a bunch of listeners in last night over at Hamburger Mary's. I mean, a bunch of them. Lisa, our friend Linda. Linda, who used to work with us at the other place.
Really?
She and her daughter came in. Yeah.
Wow.
Yes, she sends her love, by the way.
How's she doing?
She's doing great.
Perfect.
I don't know. We all got to retire, man, because people are, she's having a ball.
I'm sure there's a lot of people that wish we would.
Yeah.
But.
She says to me, I was just out and about. Just thought I'd stop. What do you mean out and about over here at Hamburger Mary's?
Carla doing her stand-up last night.
It was great.
Night.
It was a lot of fun. I had a good time. It's not often that I always play with the audience, but it's not often that I'll just go to the audience
right.
and just play off them.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that last night because it was quite a wild crowd, but a good wild crowd. It was
all
fun.
Right. Well, for those people that wonder when she does her stand-up, we will let you know.
I'm bringing you next time. I'm going to bring you next
awesome.
Time again. So,
we always have a good time.
Yeah, we do. So,
all right.
Yeah.
Sunshine today, going to be nice. High in the mid to upper 80s. Tomorrow, for Good Friday, low 90s.
Okay.
Oh. I'm thinking it might be a nice weekend. It's about 59 outside right now. All right, Carla will have her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Oh, man. You know, there's a lot in entertainment today. I'll give you an Alex Trebek update, and I'll tell you who about fell off the stage.
All right, more on that, those stories, and others after Cyndi Lauper, Time After Time.
All right, are we ready?
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Time Magazine came out with their list of most influential people. It includes Taylor Swift, Tiger Woods, Ariana Grande, Brie Larson, Rami Malek from Bohemian Rhapsody. Judge Kavanaugh is on there as well. Wow. Okay. Buy it, right? Interesting list of people, and obviously gets younger and younger because there are a lot of big people out there, young people making a lot of money, and they're influencers.
Okay.
I mean, they just are. Bob Dylan stopped a show in Vienna, Austria, because people were taking pictures. He doesn't like people taking pictures of him. When he backed away from his mic, he tripped over a monitor and just about went down on his butt. He caught himself.
Yeah.
But, you know, Bob, you're not young. Don't. Just let him take the pictures, maybe. How about that?
Do you say that at the beginning of your show? Don't take pictures, because if you do, I'm backing off.
I'm going to, so much so that I might fall over a monitor. But I do believe they announce it. But you know people.
Yeah.
You know, they're always snapping pictures. I mean, you know, Bob Dylan.
A lot of artists will say, I don't mind if you take a picture. Just turn the flash off.
Right.
And for those people that don't know, the stage is lit up enough.
It is.
Times out of 10 where you don't need the flash anyways.
No, you don't. You really don't. I don't mind pictures of me, by the way, but you're right. Okay. Turn the flash off.
During your stand-up.
That's a hint. I don't have any pictures of me on stage.
Stop it.
And Willie Nelson, this is great. He's on an upcoming episode of Sammy Hagar's Rock and Roll Road Trip. It's on Access TV.
Yeah.
So they're on Willie's tour bus. And Sammy said, hey, has anyone ever been arrested on this for smoking pot or whatever? Willie said, I've been arrested in everything I own for smoking pot. Was he like 85?
Did you not do the research?
Yeah, I know. Really, Sammy? You got to ask that question?
Yeah.
And Alex Trebek, he gave a new update on his health after that recent cancer diagnosis.
I wanted once again to thank you for your continuing messages of encouragement and support, particularly the many cards I've received from young people. I'm touched beyond words.
Yeah, he's trying to be very open about what's going on, so good for him. By the way, we'll give you a little update later on our own John. What is it? James, I'm sorry, Holhauser?
Oh, the Jeopardy guy.
Yeah, how he's doing on Jeopardy. He's still around.
Man.
Yeah, I know.
He's like the smartest guy ever.
Yeah, he really is. Now I'm wondering what's going on there. What's going on?
Oh,
what is going on there?
There's
conspiracy.
A red flag.
Well, it's conspiracy. That's what I'm... There isn't, but that's... I'm throwing it out there. That's my painfully deep take.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
They're back, and I love them.
Isn't it fun?
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Natasha, you are a winner.
Yay for me!
Yes. Yes, yay for Natasha.
Yes, girl.
You got a couple of tickets to go see Journey before you can even buy them. This is for the residency in throughout October. These tickets go on sale tomorrow morning, but you already have a pair from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. Thanks for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show. And by the way, big, big game tonight.
Yeah.
We can win this series against San Jose. So let me hear your Go Knights Go.
Go Knights Go.
Yeah, Go Knights Go.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens tonight.
Yes.
6:38, Mike and Carla Morning Show. Carla, you were talking about Alex Trebek and Jeopardy. And, of course, the guy from Vegas who continues to rack up the big bucks.
Man, does he ever. Jeez.
And his name is James?
James Holhauser.
Holhauser.
Holhauser, yeah.
All right, so this was last night. This was yesterday.
Holhauer.
As he continues to break records. Listen to Alex. It's so funny. This exchange.
And this is for you, Granny. Is your grandma still alive?
No.
You're going to add some more money. You have just set a one-day record. Again, $131,127 for a now 10-day total of $697,787. Grandma's happy.
Well, not really, but Grandma's dead. I mean, okay. All right.
I think you missed it, Alex.
Oh, wow.
She's not here.
Yeah, Atticus Finch won him $131,000.
That was Final Jeopardy yesterday.
Yeah, this guy is breaking it in. He's up to, like, you know, $750 million.
Now, this is truly...
I mean, $750 million, excuse me. What I
mean, a lot better than Ken Jennings did when he was on it during his run.
I think less money, but I can't remember how many times he was on.
Yeah, Ken Jennings.
He was on, like, a month, wasn't he?
He racked up a lot of money, but over a long period of time.
Yeah.
This guy has racked up...
A lot of money.
Like
short
10 shows.
Yeah.
Now, can you only be on for so long?
No, you can.
Until you get booted.
Yeah, until you lose. Until you lose.
Wow.
I know it.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah, nope. Until you lose, and that's it.
From Las Vegas.
I know.
Vegas gambler.
Yep.
God, that's crazy. I'm trying to see Ken Jennings. He won 74 consecutive Jeopardy games before he was defeated.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. Phew.
So let's see if this guy goes on, if somebody shows up and beats him, or they just say, hey, listen.
Yeah, they're going to have to.
All right.
Jeez.
But good luck to James.
Man.
Yeah. Winning big bucks and setting the record on Jeopardy. Their big run over at Caesar's Palace throughout the month of October. Now, their tickets go on sale tomorrow morning.
Right.
We've been giving away tickets all week long, so make sure. If you need more information about that, just look on our website concert page at 96.3kklz.com. Sunshine today, high in the mid to upper 80s. Carla, low 90s tomorrow.
Yeah.
As we kick off the long Easter weekend for us.
Man.
It's about 59 outside right now. Carla will have a few things we think you should know. Do that here in a couple of minutes after Queen.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news. Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, some fun things to know today. Netflix would like people to stop referring to romantic comedies as chick flicks.
Oh.
They posted, quick PSA, can we stop calling films chick flicks unless films are literally about small baby chickens? They don't like it. They say they're traditionally synonymous with romantic comedies that were chick flicks. But it suggests that women are the only people interested in the movie and that guys don't like romance or comedy.
See, so, I would disagree with that because... Yeah.
But all rom-coms aren't chick flicks.
And all chick flicks aren't rom-coms.
Exactly.
So... Yeah. But I...
But who doesn't like a good chick flick more than Michael Bryan?
You know what? I'll be honest. It's one of my guilty pleasures.
Yeah.
I'll watch a good chick flick. I don't care. I watch The Notebook.
Hello, Steel Magnolias.
I teared up a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But I don't think there's a problem calling it a chick flick if that's what it is.
Well, they don't want, you know,
I
know.
You're Netflix.
No, they're romantic comedies. They can call them that, rom-coms, because that's what people seem to refer to them, you know, as.
For the price that they're charging us, we can call it whatever we want.
Well, truly, you can call it, yeah, exactly.
And I'm this close to getting my tickets for Fiddler on the Roof.
See? Exactly.
There is no other hand. I'm so excited.
Sunrise, sunset.
Hey, what about those nights? Huh?
Yeah.
What about those golden nights? Okay.
Carl's Jr., believe it or not, man, who would have thought that marijuana would be just, you know, mainstream?
Right.
They're going to test, I am not joking, a marijuana burger at their Denver restaurants. It's a cheeseburger, two patties, pickled jalapenos, pepper jack cheese, waffle fries, and just 5 milligrams of CBD.
Oh.
And it will sell for, guess how much?
$4.20.
Exactly.
$4.20,
baby.
Yeah.
It's true. It is true. So they're going to try it out.
I want to
try it. CBD. You know, that's the part that doesn't make you high.
Yeah.
That will relax you, generally, in most cases, is what that does. Easter is Sunday, and in case you were wondering, and if you ever want to go, the Easter Bunny Hall of Fame is in Greenville, Texas. Now, they've got all sorts of bunnies that they've debuted. They're chocolate bunnies.
Oh.
Chocolate likenesses. Monica Lewinsky has a bunny. They also have a Troy Aikman. An Elvis bunny.
Do they charge to get in?
And yes, they do charge
do
to get
really?
In. Yeah,
well,
yeah. There's a small fee. They've got Arnold Schwarzenegger bunny.
That's right. Come on.
Yeah, yeah.
Hippity hop, hippity hop.
Right. I know. Oh wow. That's do it again. An Arnold Schwarzenegger bunny.
Come on, hip hop, hip hop. Here's my egg. There you go.
It is Thursday. Just a few useless things you should know.
Got Def Leppard tickets to give away 8:40 next hour. Make sure you're listening for that. 7:26 right now. I'm pretty stoked, Carla, because tonight Jody and I are hooking up with a couple that I knew through high school.
Wrong. Well, I know what you're saying. Okay, got it. What?
Maybe.
Okay.
And you want to sling? Come over and sling?
Yeah, you want to sling.
A guy that I grew up with, grade school, junior high school.
Yeah.
I've known for all my life, and his wife, who I've known for quite a long time. Haven't seen either one of them in almost 36 years.
Whoa.
So we're hooking up tonight, and as we were talking about getting together, we were talking about our hometown. And Frog Hollow came up.
Frog Hollow.
Frog Hollow used to be
a part of town.
Really? Frog Hollow used to be a place a part of our town that we'd call, and it was in an area where, you live in Frog Hollow. And it was like an odd place. And and there was nothing wrong with it, except the homes were real small.
Okay.
And it was by a river. Frog Hollow. And I was just wondering, I don't know about Reno. You grew up in Reno.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Have any weird places up in Reno that you would refer to and people would know what you were talking about?
Yeah. There were a couple little, I mean, I'm thinking of actual physical places. There was a weird, and they all are sketchy, but there was a really weird pawn shop.
Yeah.
That, I don't know, you'd walk past, I wish I could remember the name of it, but you'd walk past it, and I mean, you would literally, this was even back when I was young.
Right.
Right on up to last year when I was there.
Still gave you the creeps.
It's just weird.
Yeah.
It's not like there's something else going on there.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what I'm wondering, like here in Vegas, what is one of the weirdest places here? And I mean, just that weird.
Yeah.
What is a weird place? A lot of people, we took someone to Dino's a couple weeks ago and it was like, this place, it's not weird, But I guess to you it is. But what is just that odd, odd place?
Either here in Vegas or from your
or
hometown.
From your hometown, yes.
702-739-9636. I should tell you about Myers Mansion back home, but another time.
Oh, see? Yeah.
Text or call.
Oof. Yeah, definitely. Weirdest places.
All right, good luck. It's Rod Stewart.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Yeah! Let's get crazy!
96.3 KKLZ.
We're just talking about those weird places in Vegas, or maybe in your hometown. I told you about Frog Hollow.
Yeah.
Back in my hometown. There was also Reeder Road. Reeder Road, and you can look it up.
Reeder Road.
It was a dark road in, on the outskirts of town that was haunted.
Right.
But if you didn't mind that, it was a great place to go and make out.
Oh, that's,
On Reeder Road.
Yeah, there you go.
Weird place.
That was the coolest place.
Well,
Mike.
It could have been.
This is funny. Chris said, sorry, but that clown motel in Tonopah is really weird.
Did you ever buy that?
I didn't buy it. They wanted like just under $1 million for it, and I have to see if it's still for sale. It's been for sale for a while because I would like to buy it. It is weird, though. It's just, it's not even, it's just weird.
Okay.
It's just creepy weird. Now, this was interesting. Anthony said, there's a place, I have not seen this, and I've seen pictures, in San Luis Obispo, which is beautiful.
Yeah.
Bubblegum Alley, and I had to look it up, and it's just where people stick their gum. It's and he said, I don't know, it's just one big health hazard is what it seems to be. It's just a wall of gum.
Uh-huh.
Now, Amy said, I know everyone thinks it's cool, but I was in Kansas, unfortunately, for a while.
Oh, boy.
There's a ball of twine that everybody goes nuts over.
Oh,
I thought it was the weirdest thing I've ever seen. Yeah.
Stand in front of it and get a picture.
You get a picture with the ball of twine. But, I mean, you know what? Your weird is somebody else's, treasure, I suppose.
What about here in Vegas? Sean, what about you?
Well, it's weird, but it's also kind of cool. It's Liberace's mansion. I had a high school prom back in the days over there.
Really?
Yeah. We had our junior prom back in, 98.
In his house?
Yeah, in Liberace's mansion. It's over near UNLV.
We know where it's at.
Know where it is? Yeah,
high school?
It was Valley.
Wow.
That is kind of weird, though. Where was your prom? At Liberace's house?
Yeah. Excuse me? What?
And then, I don't know if you're into spirits or ghost hunting, but, you drive by there at night. I mean, you could see some weird stuff.
I bet. You have a great day. By the way, give us your Go Knights Go.
Go Knights Go.
Don, what about you? A weird place?
Lonnie Hammergren's house.
Boy, that is...
that is the weirdest place in Vegas. It doesn't get worse.
Former lieutenant governor, surgeon, a brilliant doctor.
Yes, but his house is a... It's like a hoarder's haven.
It is.
If anybody's ever had the chance to go in there, and I know we broadcasted live from that house.
Yeah. And, wow.
And, in it.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
You know what? Thanks a lot for the call. Give us your Go Knights Go.
Go Knights Go!
Talking about those weird places in town, maybe your hometown or right here in Vegas. Carla, we got a guy on the phone. Talking about the gray hole. Where was this?
It was right there behind where Fletcher Jones is no longer, and it was called Gray Hole. Mm-hmm. It was a gray hole in the desert floor that, you'd be hard-pressed to get two or three trucks down in it, but the kids would meet there. I'll meet you at Gray Hole. When you were in it, you couldn't see anything else. You were inside the hole, and you'd jump off the cliff and dig into the sides.
Oh, my God. It sounds like something out of Game of Thrones.
Are you talking about Fletcher Jones East Sahara?
No, the old Fletcher Jones that used to be at Austin Decatur.
Oh.
I think they built a senior community on top of it now.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
That's perfect.
Oh.
I'll meet you at the Gray Hole. In all the years I've been here, I know you've been here a long time too, Carla.
Yeah.
I've never heard of this.
Wow, but we didn't go to high school here or anything.
That's true.
You know?
Well, I think a lot of my fellow high schoolers love your music and we're talking about.
Okay.
Cool. Hey, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Thanks for listening.
The Gray Hole.
The Gray Hole.
Gray Hole.
Wow.
I'll meet you at the Gray Hole. Wow.
I've never heard of this.
Kind of weird. Hey, next chat to grab 1,000 bucks in your pocket. 10K payday. Going to be after the Go-Go's. We got the beat. Got the unique code word coming up next. The word contact. C-O-N-T-A-C-T. Contact. That's the code word. You can text to 45911 or for a shot at the $10,000. You still have a couple of minutes to enter it through the free KKLZ app or online at 963KKLZ.com. Make sure you do that. Sunshine today, going to be nice. Today, tomorrow, as we get into the Easter weekend, high today in the mid to upper 80s. And then, Carla, tomorrow, low 90s. You're talking cool weather right there.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
61 now.
Get out the copper tone, Mike O'Brien.
There you go.
Get out the copper tone.
That's what I'm thinking. Okay. By the way, thanks to everybody who came out last night to Hamburger Mary's.
Gosh, it was fun. Yeah. Lots of listeners. I've tried to Lisa and Linda and Ben and Jason and Julie, and it was great. Cindy, who actually, she's way too loyal a listener. Okay. I told my husband he's got to listen to it. Oh, God, your poor husband, Cindy. But yeah, it was a blast. Thank you so much. Really
a lot of people
time.
Always call up and ask, when's Carla doing her next stand-up? And
I know.
You have another one coming up in what, about a month?
Yeah, just about a month. April and June, I believe I'm doing Rampart again, and I want you to come on over and
we have a good time
and do your thing. Yeah, we do.
That's a great room.
Yeah, we do.
All right, so we'll keep tabs on that. Carla will have another take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Oh my gosh, a lot of controversy over Game of Thrones. A little different direction, but I'll tell you why.
All right, more on that and other stories after Pat Benatar.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
So along with her new Netflix special, Beyonce released a live album with 40 tracks on it yesterday. 40 tracks on it. The internet went insane. In no time, millions of tweets and just as many uses of hashtag homecoming and hashtag Beyonce homecoming. They were all over Twitter. Some are saying it's actually so good that Kanye's already planning what he's going to say when he interrupts whoever wins the Emmy for something else. But yeah, people were nuts. Okay, Game of Thrones. I mentioned yesterday that almost 18 million people watched Game of Thrones. Well, an estimated 54 million people pirated the premiere of Game of Thrones. Yeah, that includes now illegal streams, downloads, things like that. And we were not the biggest offenders here in America. India had the most Game of Thrones piracy. Almost 10 million people.
Really?
China, number two. Yeah. Wow. With 5.5 million. And part of this is because in a lot of these countries, they cut out any nudity. They cut that out. Any graphic scenes, they cut them out. Literally just cut them out.
The show lasts only about, 10?
Yeah, it's about, exactly. Yeah, that's it. And they want to see see the real version.
Well, you
of
should.
The show. Yeah. People in China threatening, I'm not joking, to quit their whatever company they get it from because they want the full version of the show. But
they don't have Cox cable over there?
No, that's what I was saying. Just call up, somebody. Tell them Steve Shore.
383-4000.
Yes, okay. Exactly. We all know that number, don't we?
By the way, Morty finally saw it for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Illegally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of the offenders. That's great.
So
we have
you'll
a felon
be in
sitting
Mike
here.
Mike and Carla Morning Show jail.
Yeah.
But you don't. You have to watch it. You just can't join it in the first episode of the last season.
No, you can't.
Okay, because you have no clue what's going on.
Yeah, exactly. No.
Neither do we. But.
And no, so I still don't. Somebody told me if you watch it with closed captioning on.
Yeah.
It helps because you know who's saying what.
Oh, okay.
I'm loving this. Wish I had known 7 seasons ago.
All right.
And a recent interview with Mark Hamill, somebody asked him the question, and he said, no, Luke Skywalker did not die a virgin. A lot of people think that Luke Skywalker died a virgin. He said, no, he was not a virgin, which is very different from the average Star Wars fan. But
Stop.
Yeah, so, and listen to this, and I'm throwing this out here for a reason. Florida prosecutors, they were going to release a pixelated video of Robert Kraft at the spa where he went to because people are saying, it didn't happen. Well, it did. But a judge said, no, you can't. We're blocking that. You can't do it. I was just wondering, though. So you work, you go to film school, right? You finally hook up, with some company working in the film industry, and your job is the sex video pixelator. That's what you get to do. Mom and Dad,
he or she is the best.
She's the best sex video pixelator. Yeah. Really?
You want a pixelator?
That's what you do all day. You look at those and then you pixelate. Oh, congratulations. That's where my extra money to get you into film school went. That's my painfully deep take for this hour.
Excellent!
It's everything totally 80s.
All I need is some tasty waves, cool buds. I'm fine.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
All this week, we've been celebrating with MJ Christensen Diamonds in Boca Park. They're 80 years in business. So it's everything totally 80s.
Yes.
So you get the $100 gift card to MJ Christensen and won an 80s concert with Def Leppard over at the Zappos Theater Planet Hollywood in August, being Thursday, of course. It's another segment of Thespian Opera Theater.
I'd be your lover if you were there. Put your hurt on me if you dare.
Such a woman, you've got style. You make every man feel like a child.
You got some kind of hold on me. You're all wrapped up in mystery.
So wild, so free. Far from me, you're all I want, my fantasy.
There you go. So if you can identify by title that Def Leppard song we're singing.
Yeah, you definitely have to be a Def Leppard fan.
Then you're a winner. We'll get through news and weather and start with caller number 9-702-739-9636. Lines are on hold right now. We'll get through what we have to get through. And then look for a winner. You want it one more time? Listen up. Here it is.
I'd be your lover if you were there. Put your hurt on me if you dare.
Such a woman, you've got style. You make every man feel like a child.
You got some kind of hold on me. You're all wrapped up in mystery.
So wild, so free, and far from me. You're all I want, my fantasy.
All right, like I said, ninth caller, 702-739-9636. Good luck.
It's everything totally 80s with the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
All right, we're celebrating MJ Christensen Diamonds' 80th year in business. And, of course, with that, you have a chance to win tickets for Def Leppard. So it's being Thursday, another segment of
Thespian Opera Theater.
I'd be your lover if you were there. Put your hurt on me if you dare.
Such a woman, you've got style. You make every man feel like a child.
You got some kind of hold on me. You're all wrapped up in mystery.
So wild, so free, and far from me. You're all I want, my fantasy.
All right, if you can, all you have to do is identify the Def Leppard song those lyrics are from, and that's it. Okay? Looking for caller number 9. Oscar's on the phone. Oscar, can you do it?
Photograph lyric?
Yes. Wow.
Good job, Oscar. I mean, nice.
That was easy, wasn't it?
I mean,
was pretty easy.
Okay, I hope so. Gee, I hope so, Oscar. You're just being a big show off.
You got the tickets. You're celebrating MJ Christensen Diamond's 80th anniversary with a $100 gift card. They're in Boca Park, of course. And the tickets to Def Leppard in August, Zappos Theater, Planet Hollywood. Those tickets from the Keller Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Hang on the line. We're going to tell you how to pick them up, Oscar. By the way, big game tonight. Let's hear it.
Go Knights, go.
It's Mike and Carla's other news.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Carla, a 65-year-old grandmother, great-grandmother, in fact, great-grandmother. She's in Florida. She stopped a 300-pound man from stealing her car over the weekend by hitting him in the head with a baseball bat, and here she is telling everybody what happened.
I grabbed my bat, I braced myself, I took that bat and hit him upside a paya. He said, oh! He got a big knot on his head. He was in his drawers. He didn't have no shoes on, no shirt, or nothing. He better be glad I didn't have a gun, because I would have shot him.
Yeah.
But this is my gun right here, because I wasn't going, paya!
Paya! I love it. That's our bumper sticker. That's our new bumper sticker, the KKLZ. Mike and Carla.
Bye, y'all.
Oh, the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Hiya.
Yeah.
That's it.
Hiya.
Well, like, the guy took off running, and the cops tracked him down, and he's been busted.
Yeah.
And
oh
so
my
he's
God.
In jail, but the great-grandmother said...
Pa-yah!
And you can expect the auto-tune remix to come out yes. in a couple days.
Yes, exactly. Pa-yah! Pa-yah!
What did you do?
I just hit my gun right here, because I'm going, pa-yah!
Yeah.
Yeah,
everybody, pa-yah tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't even know where to go after
that. How do you top that? Can you?
You know why? A study finds that women outlive men... across the world now. That is across the world.
Wow.
Women outlive men.
Well, there's a reason for that.
Oh, yeah. Cats and red wine. I think that's pretty much
no,
it right
it's
there.
Because of pools and high rooftops.
Oh, yeah. And that woman right there. Paya.
Paya. Hold on. Let me get her queued up and ready to go.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
Oh, geez.
We had to.
Oh, that's too funny.
So.
Paya.
Oh, my gosh. And Morty, you know what? I just have to do this for you. Not so weird. Just, I know you'll appreciate it. England selling the world's hottest chocolate Easter egg. Registers 1 million on the Scoville scale.
Oh.
Equal to 400 bottles of Tabasco sauce.
Oh.
It contains ghost chili, Scotch bonnet, habanero chilies, along with Belgian chocolate. They've mixed this all together. They say it's kind of an unconventional Easter treat, but they are delicious when you put the chocolate in your mouth. And you have that sweetness, and then you get that hot.
Yeah.
Just shoot me now.
You
seriously.
Know what? It's almost like.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Almost like that one. That's it. Let's make us an Easter egg. Dan, you want to do that? That'd be fun, Shay. We can make an Easter egg, right?
Fire!
With tequila. Everybody's going to want that thing. Put some habaneros in there. Everybody's going to want that, right, Dan? Yeah, that's right, Shay.
Okay.
That's what I said, Dan. Exactly what I said, Shay. That's your other news. Exactly.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
A very simple story, really. We've talked about this before. A New Jersey woman is being hailed as a hero, especially by Norman Miner. He was shopping at Walmart when he dropped an envelope full of money, like $2,500. He was getting ready to go on vacation, going to the Caribbean.
Wow.
And, yeah, the woman, she wants to remain anonymous, but she found it, gave it to Walmart managers. Store contacted police. Cops posted Norman's picture online. I mean, they went to work to find this guy.
Yeah.
And finally someone said, oh, I know him. Yeah, he's on a Caribbean vacation.
Wow.
Well, he came back. He did retrieve the money when he got back. He thanked her, also gave her some money. Of course, you know, we've talked about this before. Would you do it or would you not, you know? But when it's a large amount of money, yeah I would.
I'm paranoid.
I'm always afraid that, yeah.
It's like a drug cartel
yes,
or something.
Same here. You and I think the same thing. Exactly. It wasn't. Norman just went on vacation. I have a feeling Norman probably, you know, got on the plane or got to where he was going and was yeah. like, where's my, didn't you bring the cash? Who has the cash, honey?
Who has our spending cash?
Yeah, where's the, So that's no fun. That actually
awesome.
Happened to some friends of mine. They forgot their money. So,
see, you love it when we have great stories
I know,
about
that's
good
cool.
people
simple.
Doing
Very
good
simple.
Stuff. If you have one, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. 9:37, getting ready to kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon. Wendy Rush coming in next. She'll have tickets for Alanis Morissette.
Yeah.
Have those to give away. Plus, a little over 20 minutes away from your next chance to win some free money, $1,000 qualify for the $10,000 grand prize in the 10K 8-day contest. Just kind of recapping this morning, those weird places. I'm still stuck on the gray hole.
Yeah, I know. I
here in Las Vegas.
Know about that. So we have to delve into that further.
Right behind the old Fletcher Jones dealership on Decatur and Alta.
Yeah.
That was the winner.
Yeah, I know. The black hole. Weirdest place in Las Vegas.
Big thanks to everybody who came out to go see Carla last night, Hamburger Mary's. You're going to be doing stand-up again in a couple of months in June.
I have some other stuff. I'll probably be back with George Wallace again, too, as well. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, I just have to confirm some things, you know, if I want to stay up too late, you know.
And Morty, is that hot enough? Look at you. We haven't heard a peep out of you.
Oh, my gosh.
What are you eating?
Listener Russ got Morty some a hot spice. I don't know.
Seasoning for food.
Yeah. For food. Morty just keeps wincing. His one eye is like flickering and
because it's well known that Morty, our producer Morty, loves the hot stuff. The hotter, the better. But this stuff might have won.
It's definitely up there.
Everybody in the building took like, that's into hot spicy stuff, took like one speck of it. And they're all like in tears.
I can't feel my tongue.
All right, perfect. Have a great day. We're back tomorrow.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3 KKLZ.